This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is September 11th, 2008. I'm reading scripture from Jeremiah chapter 5 through chapter 7 today. And it so parallels what we have today, especially in the United States of America. I've been studying about Babylon from the scripture, Isaiah 13, after chapter 47. Jeremiah 50 and 51, the book of Revelation. We have chapter 17 and 18 specifically, and the announcement and pronouncement of the great destruction of the great whore, Babylon. Why? Babylon mixed a cup of iniquity and gave it to the world to drink and made the nations crazy, mad, insane. You know, God created all of us. We're all, in a sense, children of the Most High God. And the people that despise God and hate God have actually turned their glory into shamefulness. They live not like a child of God, but they live as animals. God loves all of us. And he has exhibited his grace and his kindness to each and every one of us by the love of God that's revealed in Jesus Christ, that Jesus died for our sins, as it was written in Scripture, and he was buried, as it was written in the Scriptures, and he was resurrected, as it was written in the Scriptures, seen by over 500 people, as it was seen, recorded in the Scripture. We can believe on him and have the wrath of God turn. We can learn of Jesus, be filled with the Spirit of God. We can have our sins washed. Though they be like crimson, they can be white as snow. God commanded us to hear his voice. He speaks. He's talking today. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Hear him and live. Well, in Jeremiah's day, the time had come when God was so outraged with a special people, Israel, Judah, that he'd blessed, that he'd honored, that he'd dwelt among them, gave them the living words of God, the tablets of God were written in stone, the Ark of the Covenant, and a house where God's glory and presence dwelt. But they were to be a distinct and unique people, not to absorb the foreign ways of the heathen nations, not to worship the creation, but to worship the Creator. And the people, for the most part, had drifted away from God. And this is what we see in Jeremiah chapter 5. And the time is coming when he's going to bring great judgment. Many of the people that lived in the land were going to die. But many people would be taken into captivity into a foreign land. And God had set a trap, a snare for the rebellious ones, the revolters, to bring them into judgment. You know, God brings judgments, and they're to bring us back to him, ultimately. And if that doesn't work, if we don't hearken, if we don't come to our senses, we may die. And we may stand before the living God one day at the great white throne judgment for those that have not believed on Jesus Christ, the ones that have not repented, that are not in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they'll suffer eternal judgment according to the works that they've done. God said, run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if you can find a man, if there's any that executes judgment, that seeks the truth, and I'll pardon it. And though they say, the Lord lives, surely they swear falsely. You see, that's what we have today. We even in a religious land, churches on every corner, churches on TV, churches on the radio, churches on the internet. But corruption is inside. People say the Lord lives, or they say, Lord, Lord. Verse 3, O Lord, are not your eyes upon the truth? You have stricken them, but they have not grieved. You've consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They've made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore, I said, surely these are poor, they are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. This chapter is so amazing, so parallels us today. Will you let it penetrate your heart? Will you let it convict you? The children. It speaks of the children that have forsaken God, he says. The children have forsaken me, and they've sworn by them that aren't gods, whom I have fed them to the fool. They then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. God is saying, I blessed. And they grew up from as children, as immoral people, and committed harlotry and partying, sleeping with immoral women, doing shameful acts, the men with the women. They were like fed horses in the morning, everyone neighed after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not visit for these things, says the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Go up upon her walls and destroy, but make not a full end. Take away her battlements, for they are not the Lord's. Jerusalem trusted in themselves. They trusted in their weapons. They trusted in who they had once been with God. But they have forgot God. Their defenses will fail. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously against me, says the Lord. You see, this is a personal issue with God. He's offended. And you cannot treat God Almighty this way. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Is that so hard? They have belied the Lord and said, it's not he. Neither shall evil come upon us. Neither shall we see sword nor famine. Oh, it's not the Lord that sends the hurricanes. It's not the Lord that sends the catastrophic weather. It's not the Lord that caused the economy to crash. Oh, it's not the Lord that has allowed us to have political leaders that are taking bribes, that are murderers, that laugh the people behind the scenes. The people don't even care about these things, but it is the Lord that has brought these things into this country, the United States of America. They are judgments. And the people could repent right now and could cry out and ask God for mercy. The prophets, the ones that should be speaking the truth, that should be proclaiming the word of God, they become like wind, a wind bag. That's a gaseous explosion that stinks. Do you understand what the Lord is saying? The prophets are speaking, but their word is foul. It's not from the Lord. They speak peace when there's not peace. They say all is well when it's not well. They have misled the people and caused them to trust in their lying, wicked, sinful condition. Wherefore the Lord said to Jeremiah, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire. And this people would, and it shall devour them. And I will bring a nation upon you from far, O house of Israel, says the Lord. It's a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language you know not, neither understand what they say. Their quiver is an open tomb. They are all mighty men. And they shall eat up your harvest and your bread, which your sons and your daughters should eat. They shall eat up your flocks and your herds. They shall eat up your vines and your fig trees. They shall impoverish your fenced cities, wherein you trusted with the sword. Suddenly, in a day you think not, shall sudden destruction come, O nation. Nevertheless, in those days, says the Lord, I will not make a full end with you. God is looking. God will spare a remnant. God has always been able to do that. He has kept 7,000 that haven't bowed a knee to Baal. He has kept a people unto himself. And this is the cry of the Spirit, that you be prepared for the second coming of Christ, that you'd repent, that you'd be doing what is right before the Lord and looking for him, watching and praying. being clean and leading people to repentance. Declare this in the house of Jacob and publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Do you not fear me, says the Lord? Will you not tremble at my presence? I have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it. And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. God has set the bounds of the sea. God has set the orbits of the stars and the sun of the solar system. God has created the winds and all of the things that grow for our food. Will you not fear the Lord? The people has a revolting and rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, that gives the rain, but both the former and the latter in his season. He reserves unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. See, can we not acknowledge the obvious? Can we not acknowledge the basic truth that it is God that has blessed all of the earth, all of the nations? Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withheld good things from you. For among my people are found wicked men. They lie wait as he that sets snares. They set a trap. They catch men. Do you understand that there's people, both secular and spiritual, that are so wicked, they think of how to trap people, entice people, capture people, to control them and dominate and use them. The Lord's not that way. This is what we have today, wicked men. Setting a trap. As a cage is full of birds, so are they. Their houses are full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and become rich. They are become fat. They shine. Yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless. Yet they are prospering. And the right of the needy they do not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, says the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. What shall ye do in the end thereof? It's a great day, or it's a horrible day. Where are you with the Lord? Walk carefully before the Lord. Repent. See him as he truly is. He is so great. He's so awesome. The elders and the angels that are in the heavens and the redeemed worship and prostrate themselves before the glorious God of all heaven and all earth, of all things, most precious, most exalted God, and the Lamb. Worship God and give him the glory that's due his name. For the time of his judgment has come. Great and marvelous are thy works, O Lord. Just and true are your judgments. Who will not fear thee when thy judgments are made manifest? Worship the Lord.